Tomorrow, Smarty Jones has a chance to make horse racing history at Belmont Park in New York. Thoroughbred won the first two legs of the Triple Crown in spectacular fashion, most recently the Preakness in Baltimore.
Smarty Jones, he's pulling away to win impressively here. He's going to win by a colossal margin. Here is Smarty Jones. He wins the Preakness by a dozen lengths. He remains undefeated, and it's on to Belmont.
Only 11 horses have won the Triple Crown, and none of them since 1978. It's not unusual for a horse to win the first two legs, only to lose at the Belmont. It's happened in 5 of the last 7 years, but there are high expectations for Smarty Jones. Speaking from Belmont Park, the trainer, John Service, says Smarty Jones' character sets him apart.
Well, I can tell you, he has more speed than any horse I've ever trained. And he was just a rambunctious kid. And it was like one day he just changed. And since then, he's been the quietest, kindest horse. And at the same token, he's a tough guy. You know, somebody asked me, you know, if you could compare him to an athlete, who would you compare him to? I told him Muhammad Ali, because he's cocky and you know, he likes to bat you around a little bit, but he does it in a kidding way. He doesn't do it to hurt you. He's got a lot of personality. He sleeps more than any horse I've ever had.
How many hours a day does he sleep?
Well, Preakness Day, he laid down for 4 hours, and I've never had a horse do that. He's laying at the front of the stall, and it was hot, and the fan was blowing. He had his head right in front of the fan, and every once in a while, he would give a jerk of his head like he was dreaming. And I think that the fan was picking up dust and it was blowing it through and it was hitting him in the head. And I was talking to the guy that worked for me, and then when I turned around, he was up. And 5 minutes later, I look in the stall and he's all the way in the back of the stall laying down. So, I mean, he's smart enough that he got fed up with the fan and he got up, went to the back of the stall and laid down in the back of the stall. For a horse to do that, he's a very intelligent horse.
Each of these races is a little different. I know the track is a little different in each case, but I'm also curious if you train the horse a little differently because of the time in the season, because of what's come before, what might come after.
Well, he came out of the Preakness very sharp, meaning at a very high energy level, anxious to run, and you know what you need to do is start doing a little more with him at a slower pace to get him to settle, because the one thing you don't want is to go into the race, which is the farthest he's ever run in his life, and have him at too high of a level, you know, energy-wise, and wanting to go out there too fast and burn himself up.
The danger is a horse that's hyper, if that's the term.
Exactly.
And I've been surprised to realize that even though there are weeks between each of these races, there's an endurance factor that builds up over the course of the Triple Crown, right?
Absolutely. Well, the Kentucky Derby's a mile and a quarter, which at that time of the year, it's the farthest any of these horses have ever been. Come right back in 2 weeks, which is a little out of the ordinary, you know, for these type of horses. They usually go at least 3, sometimes 4 weeks. So you're actually shortening up a 16th of a mile on a racetrack that has very sharp turns. Then you come out of the Preakness, and you have to do just the opposite. Now they're going farther than they've ever been in their lives, and they're going into a mile and a half, and you have to try to take some of that edge back off of them so they're not too hyper. And so there's a lot of strategy that's involved in the training and how you want to handle him going into the race.
Smarty Jones, where'd the name come from?
The owner, Mrs. Chapman, Smarty was born on her mother's birthday, which is also my mother's birthday, ironically enough. And Mrs. Chapman decided she wanted to name him after her mother. And her mother's name was Mildred. So Mildred wasn't going to work. Her mother was raised by her grandparents, whose last name was Jones. And they nicknamed her Smarty. They used to call her Smarty Jones. So that's where he got his name.
A lot of people have become captivated by the story of this horse.
Well, it's a great story. And I think the timing has a lot to do with it, too. I think the American people are looking for a good-feeling story and a hero, and hopefully that's my horse.
John Service is the trainer of Smarty Jones, which is preparing for the Belmont and a chance at the Triple Crown. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.